teeth. Wish me love, oh, wishing well, to kiss and tell, oh, wishing well. Rock a doll, she get up.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Trying to smile, but the air is so heavy and dry.
1057 CFW.
1057 CFW.
Hello.
the words. So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW. This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Washington. This is 105.7 CFW.
it's out of my way. You make the sunshine brighter than Doris Day. Turn the bright spark into a flame.
Yeah, yeah.
My beats per minute never been the same. 'Cause you're my lady, I'm your fool. It makes me crazy when you act so cruel. Come on, baby, let's not fight. We'll go dancing, everything will be alright. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go, go. I don't wanna miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up before you go, go. 'Cause I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go, go. Take me dancing tonight. I wanna hit that high. Hit that high. Wake me up before you go, go. 'Cause I'm not.
1057 CFW. Remember this one?
It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor, nothing on me. And I can't take it no more, it's 100 degrees. I got one foot out the door, where are my keys? Cause I gotta leave, yeah, in the back of the cab. I took the drive ahead of time, get me the fast. I got your body on my mind, I want it bad. Ooh, just the thought of you gets me so high, so high.
Church and steeple.
with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Both kinda liked it, and I falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast to Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
It's very likely there's an unnatural substance inside your body. That's the case for virtually all Americans. I'm talking about plasticizers, used to make plastic more flexible than rugged. We'll tell you how to reduce your exposure.
We suggest you avoid plastic food storage containers as much as possible, like when you store your leftovers. We recommend that you use glass containers.
Then, when a car hits a pedestrian, who's most often blamed? The real fault may belong to the road designer.
We're just not giving pedestrians safe infrastructure that allows them to get across some of these arterial roads. And then when they make an error occasionally and just go for it and get hit by a car, we blame them.
Those two stories and more are ahead on this week's show. Stay tuned. InfoTrack begins right after this.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
Top of the seventh looks like a pitching change as they've set up for a corner kick. The two black belts have entered the mat, and the slider is low and away. He heads the ball to midfield. This is quite a kumite. Here comes the roundhouse. Has it got enough gas to get out of here? Unbelievable! They've bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Kick savings, pitch karate!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
It's very likely you have an unnatural substance inside your body. That's true for virtually all Americans. InfoTrack's Gina Tedesco spoke with an expert who has advice on reducing your exposure. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Certain plastic chemicals make our lives easier by making plastics more flexible and durable, but now come warnings that some chemicals found in plastic are inside almost all of us and bring health risks. Joining us now is James Rogers, Director and Acting Head of Product Safety Testing at Consumer Reports. Jim, you're now out with test results on 85 food products, almost literally from soup to nuts, to see what plastic-related chemicals called phthalates and bisphenols are in there. What did you find?
As you mentioned, we tested 85 different food products, and we're going for two of the family of chemicals called plasticizers. The first family was phthalates, and the second family was bisphenols, including bisphenol A. When we tested all of these, we found a couple of different interesting things. Number one was that in regards to phthalates, all of the food but one food item that we tested had phthalates, some at very high levels. There were also some products that were very low levels. In regards to the bisphenols, we found a little bit better news that when we tested the bisphenols this time, about 79% of the samples were positive, and the levels were notably lower than when we tested in 2009 for bisphenols.
And do we need a high level of exposure to these chemicals to face health risks?
Well, naturally, higher is worse. So what we would say that if your listeners were concerned about these chemicals, that they would try to eat less, which means you would eat the types of foods and the food that has less of these chemicals. It's not very clear what the level of bisphenols that you need to actually give you high risk. So we say do not eat any of them or try to avoid them as much as possible.
And what kinds of health problems can these chemicals potentially cause?
These chemicals are considered endocrine disruptors. And what that means is that these chemicals will interfere with the production and the level of different hormones in the human body, hormones like estrogen. And so when you disrupt hormone production in your body, there are a number of things that can happen, including an increased risk of several health problems such as diabetes, obesity, cardiovascular disease, and certain cancers. And for people who are trying to get pregnant, you may see premature births, birth defects, infertility, and certain neurodevelopmental disorders with your children. And since this is a chronic problem, it's over time, it's not acute, and it may take even decades for you to actually see the effect of exposure to these chemicals.
Now, are these chemicals more likely to slough off in certain types of plastic packaging, such as clear plastics versus dull, that sort of thing?
Well, that wasn't what our testing was looking at. In fact, we saw that in our testing, there were no differences between the types of food packaging and finding these chemicals in the food. Just like there was no difference in the types of food, all of the food that we tested were equally possible to be positive for these chemicals.
Because one of the questions I did have about that is whether certain items, such as acidic items, might they be more likely to pull these chemicals out of the plastic and into the food?
Well, actually, we did not see that in our testing. The one thing that we have recommended in the past that maybe not acidity, but actually, if you use plastic to heat your food up in microwave, because we do know that heat causes the plastic to release these chemicals quicker. So that's why we say do not microwave in plastic containers.
And what about organic foods? Did your tests show them to be free from these chemicals?
Well, that's what was really worrisome, because one of the very popular foods with children, Annie's Organic Cheesy Ravioli, had the highest level of phthalates, and that's considered organic. And so there is no association with organic and finding less or none of these plasticizers in the food.
We're visiting with James Rogers, Director and Acting Head of Product Safety Testing at Consumer Reports. This concerns chemicals from plastic making their way into our food. Now, these chemicals enter our food supply in the production process. So is there any way we can remove the chemicals once we get the food home?
Well, actually, we initially thought that it was the food packaging that was the primary source of plasticizers that enter our food. But further research has shown that, as you mentioned, phthalates can get into the food from the processing equipment, the tubing, the conveyor belts, the gloves that the workers use. But also, it's been recently shown that these plasticizers can contaminate our food, our water, and soil, and then the plasticizers will get into our food, either drawn up through the plant, into the fruits and vegetables, or the cattle would drink the water and it would end up in our meats. But to answer your question, once they're in there, you cannot cook them away, you cannot boil them away. So really, once they're in there, they're in there.
And you can't wash them off. I mean, it's not like they might be on the surface and you can wash them off, I guess.
Exactly. You can't wash them off either.
And Jim, you advise us to be careful with how we use plastic storage containers in the home. Now, you already mentioned don't heat things up in plastic. What other things should we not do?
If you can, we suggest you avoid plastic food storage containers as much as possible, like when you store your leftovers, etc. We recommend that you use glass containers. Also, steer clear of fast foods, because in our findings, we found that fast foods had a high concentration of these chemicals. Limit high-fat foods, because there's some association of plasticizers with high-fat foods, and then eat as fresh and minimally processed food as possible. When you cook in the kitchen, we're suggesting you use wood, stainless steel, or silicone kitchen tools when you cook, and then use water bottles made of glass or steel if you work out.
Now, you mentioned before that there were different levels of chemicals in the foods that you were testing. What about the regulatory process? Is there enough being done by our government to protect us on this?
Well, we believe there is not. In fact, in our article, we mentioned that we want the FDA to regulate these food contact surfaces in the plants that manufacture our food, because we do not believe that they are keeping our food safe enough. So we want them to totally ban the use of plasticizers and anything that touches our food in production. We also want the food manufacturers themselves to examine their supply chain, examine their manufacturing chain, and see if there is any place where these chemicals are being introduced from the farm, the raw materials, all the way to the finished product. And if they discover that there's a problem with their manufacturing, that they work on eliminating that risk to our food. And so, no, we don't believe it's regulated well enough, and we're calling for more regulation by our regulatory agencies.
Well, more to come on all of this, I'm sure. James Rogers of Consumer Reports, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
Next, making roads and highways safer for pedestrians. That story coming up.
Don't go away. InfoTrack will be back right after this.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You're listening to InfoTrack. To learn more about our guests or listen to past shows, visit InfoTrack online at InfoTrackRadio.com. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Who is most often found at fault in collisions between pedestrians and motor vehicles? A recent study set out to find the answer as it applies to urban areas. Our guest is co-author of the study, Harvey Miller, professor of geography at The Ohio State University and director of the Center for Urban and Regional Analysis. Professor, your study analyzed 5 years of data on pedestrian crashes in Franklin County, Ohio. How significant was the role of the types of roads and the availability of crosswalks in determining fault in these collisions?
Oh, yes, it was very significant. And we controlled for where the crashes occurred. So we know when people were in crosswalks or not in crosswalks. So this goes beyond just where the person was hit by the car. The role of the built environment and transportation infrastructure, especially infrastructure for pedestrians, such as signalized crossings on arterial roads, that played a big role in who was blamed when a driver hit a pedestrian.
For anyone who has tried to cross a busy highway on foot, it can be a very scary experience and dangerous as well. What specific challenges do pedestrians face when crossing a road with a high volume of cars and few crosswalks?
Well, in many of these roads, the signalized crossings where it's safe for pedestrians to cross are very far apart, as much as 1,200 to 1,800 feet. And what we found is a significant association with bus stops. And what happens there is that people get off a bus, they have to go right across the street to get to their shop, or maybe they just came from a shop and they want to get on a bus, and there's no crossing, you know, nearby. So what they do is most of the time they probably just take a detour. And this can involve as much as a half mile out of the way just to cross the street, because that's how far apart these safe pedestrian crossings are on some of these arterial roads. But every once in a while, you can imagine if you're facing this all the time, perhaps the bus is coming, you want to grab it, or you're carrying stuff. And sometimes the temptation just to go a couple hundred feet right across the road at the mid-block is just too much, and people just go for it, and that's when bad things occur.
Can you discuss the differences in pedestrian safety you observe between downtown and neighborhoods?
Sure. What we found in this study, and this is, again, beyond exactly where the pedestrian was hit, you know, whether it was in a crosswalk or mid-block, we found this very strong neighborhood effect. And what we found is that in neighborhoods like downtown, where there was lots of pedestrian infrastructure, drivers tend to